This is the Raw Life Health Show. Raw Life.
Sure. Sure. Now, you spoke about inflammation, and we know inflammation is the latest stage of disease, and so many people ignore the earliest stages that it keeps coming back worse and worse until they finally do something about it. And unfortunately, people do the wrong things and just take drugs. Right. How do you deal? Explain inflammation, how people get it, and what you recommend people do when they have it.
Yeah, you know, whether I'm teaching doctors or I'm teaching just, you know, a lay audience, I explain that inflammation is, in fact, the cause of the majority of degenerative diseases today, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, thyroid conditions, the inability to lose weight, which I call weight loss resistance, and even cancer. So, you know, inflammation is the key. And when we talk about inflammation, we're talking about in every cell of the body. Every cell membrane is made up of a lipid bilayer, two layers of fat. And that membrane is really, Paul, where the intelligence, this inborn intelligence, you know, that God gave us is. That membrane is the key to, number one, allowing nutrients to get into the cell that you need to feel good, normal, and live a normal life. But it's, the membrane is also what takes the toxins out of the cell. So one of the things I always say is true detoxification actually has to occur at the cell. And that's one of the points that I'm making. But that inflammation, I always identify three major causes of this cellular inflammation that's leading to majority of diseases that we're seeing. Number one is bad fats. You know, bad fats, and again, I think that there's a whole conversation here we could have, so I don't want to run down a rabbit trail. But most of us identify bad fats as trans fats, which they are. However, there's a lot more discussion that needs to be had here, even as far as what we consider good fats, because a lot of people are against fat, and a lot of people think that fat makes you fat. Fat could cause heart disease, especially fats like cholesterol and saturated fats. For years, Paul, I've talked about the benefits of cholesterol and saturated fat. So now I know your listening audience, their ears are burning perhaps, or going, what did he just say? He actually likes saturated fat? Yeah, I do. God created it. I like cholesterol too. Matter of fact, I think these two fats are some of the really magical fats that we need to actually fix this epidemic of hormone problems. And we can talk a little bit about that. But so these fats bringing out the bad ones. And again, a lot of the bad ones are vegetable oils and things that are in everything, Paul, that we're eating. You know, vegetable oils oxidize very easily. And when they oxidize, you know, they drive inflammation of the cells. So getting rid of these bad fats, replacing them with some of these good fats and some of these fats that we don't think are good, like saturated fats that stabilize the cell membrane and the hormone receptor. Okay, so that's one thing. And then the other thing is getting rid of all grains and sugar in the diet. In my cellular healing diet, I actually take away grains until we fix this cellular inflammation problem, even whole healthy grains that may be healthy for you or I. When someone's cells are in a state of inflammation, there's many problems with grains. They drive inflammation. So I know we all know about gluten, and gluten we know drives inflammation, and most of our listening audience hears about gluten, but there's other problems with grains. Number one, most of them are genetically modified today, especially in processed foods, which is another whole conversation. Number two, there's things called lectins and phytates, which are anti-nutrients, very similar to gluten, that are denatured. They're toxic to the body that your body has to deal with. And once you're in this state of inflammation, these grains can upregulate it more. There's even a sugar in grains called amylose that drives an already inflamed state in the cell. So we get rid of grains, we get rid of all sugar until we get the inflammation down. Then we start adding specific healthy grains back in, but we do it strategically based on what your genetics allow. And then lastly is toxins. So toxins are the third thing that are driving this epidemic of cellular inflammation. And we could do a whole nother seminar there. So just in review, bad fats, but we got to know what to call bad and good. And also the grains, overconsumption of grains. And again, another subject there, grains and sugar, and of course, toxins. Those three things, and there's others that are driving inflammation, but those three things are the main three things that we have to eliminate in every patient that we deal with, or, you know, to really downregulate the cellular inflammation.
Well, when you're talking about sugar, you're just talking about processed sugar, or are you also talking about the sugar that's found in fruits?
No, I mean, I try to keep people eating berries because just the overconsumption of glucose in general is bad. You know, I always say if you want to age slower, you know, than anybody, or let's reverse it, if you want to age faster than anybody, who would want that? Raise your glucose and insulin. So a lot of fruits today have been genetically altered and changed where they drive up glucose. But, you know, berries are still, you know, a very good source of antioxidants, fiber, and they do not raise the glucose as much. So I do prefer certain fruits over the others. And I have a book called The Cellular Healing Diet that I sell on my website that kind of explains that a little bit further. But natural sugars are typically the good sugars. We're talking about mostly the hidden sugars that are in every product, every processed food that's out there. You know, and again, you know, grains, once you're in this state, Paul, where your cells are inflamed, you know, there's something online in a YouTube piece that you can watch, but they call it the Pepsi Challenge. You drink a 12-ounce Pepsi. I'm not recommending anybody do that. But you eat a bowl of oatmeal. An hour later, your blood glucose is the same. So if your receptors to the hormone insulin that allows glucose in the cell are blunted, like we've been talking about the other hormone receptors like thyroid, then what happens? You can't control that glucose level. So again, how do we fix it? We fix the receptor. How do we fix the receptor? We fix the inflammation. Change the fats, right? Get rid of the bad ones. Get rid of all grains and sugar until that membrane has a chance to heal. And thirdly, one-third of diabetes in this country, one-third of why people can't lose weight, called leptin resistance, which is a hormone that tells your brain to burn fat for energy, which is dysregulated in so many Americans, one-third is toxin-related, meaning that the reason people can't control their diabetes, even when they change their diet, the reason people can't lose weight, even when they change their diet and exercise, a lot of that, one-third, has to do with toxins driving inflammation of the membrane, blunting these hormone receptors, weight loss resistance. In the 21st century, you have to understand hormones, but you have to understand toxins' effect on hormones.
Well, you've mentioned about eliminating grains and sugars if a person has inflammation. Now, I know I understand the pressure in society today for a person to want to do these things sometimes when they're not in inflammation. But is there even anything we need in grains and sugars today if we're eating a healthy diet overall where somebody could, even when they're not in inflammation, can completely avoid grains and sugars?
Yeah, you can. You don't need it. You get everything that you need without eating grains in your diet. That's a misnomer. I mean, matter of fact, you know, when we look at studies, first of all, for only 500 generations, we've been eating grain in the human food chain. So there really has been, all geneticists agree that there really is very little adaptation, you know, when it comes to how we've adapted to eating grains. So as we see calories, you know, the amount of calories go over 20%, meaning calories eaten of grains in the diet in this certain specific culture, we see the rise in degenerative conditions. When we go over 50%, we see a massive rise in degenerative diseases, inflammation in the diet. So we know that humans in general really haven't adapted to eat a lot of grain, and yet in the United States, that's the number one thing that we eat is grain. And you don't need it at all, actually. I mean, I'm sure some of you, you know, have heard of the Paleolithic type of diets where they're, you know, saying don't eat grain, meats, vegetables, nuts, seeds, etc., berries as a fruit source. My cellular healing diet is similar to that, except we have more of an approach on really fat and what fats to eat to fix the cell membrane. So there's some differences there.
Wow. Great information, Dr. Popper. Give everybody your website so they can...
It's DR, like doctor, DR, Pompa, PompA.com.
Brighten up your life.